Welcome to MMC Radio, brought to you by Maine Medical Center, Maine's leader in patient care, education, and research, all centered around you. Here is our host, Melanie Cole.
Skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in the United States, and the incidence is increasing approximately 2% per year. My guest today is Dr. Justin Baker. He's a surgical oncologist with Maine Medical Partners. Welcome to the show, Dr. Baker. Tell us a little bit about skin cancer and the prevalence today.
So skin cancer really has been an increasing cancer. It's one of the few cancers that has been increasing every year over the last number of years. And we don't really know why. We think that it could be due to the aging population. We think that it could be due to increasing amount of sun exposure that people are getting. Despite the increasing use of sunscreen, people are still getting a significant amount more sun exposure now than they did years ago. So we are seeing some increasing skin cancer prevalences in the United States.
So are there some warning signs, things we should be looking for, self-exams, ways to tell if we might be at risk?
So there are. Patients that are at an increased risk of skin cancer are those patients who have very fair skin, patients that burn very easily, people that are, if they're out in the sun, are more likely to burn than they are to tan, people that have had a number of blistering sunburns in the past, people that have a family history of skin cancer. There are three different main types of skin cancer. Squamous cell cancer and basal cell cancer are the most common types of skin cancer. Those will look more like an area of rough skin or possibly even an ulcer on the skin. The most deadly type of skin cancer, however, is melanoma. Melanoma skin cancer often looks like a really dark black to brown mole. Those are the ones that we want to keep an eye out for. The things that we look for in skin lesions or moles that put us at that make us think about melanoma are an asymmetrical skin lesion or a skin lesion that, if folded in half, doesn't look the same on either side. A skin lesion that has variable borders to it, or it looks like a rocky coast, like the coast of Maine. A skin lesion that has different colors to it, so it is not only black, but has browns and different other colors to it, is certainly concerning. Skin lesions that are over the size of the head of an eraser are concerning, and skin lesions that have changed over time. Those are the ABCDEs of melanoma detection. So if a patient were to have any of those lesions, we would recommend them seen by their doctor to be evaluated to see if they need to have a biopsy.
Can we protect ourselves from skin cancer? We see so many products on the market, UVA, UVB, and we're not quite sure what they mean and which ones work and which ones don't.
You absolutely can protect yourself from skin cancer. The best way to protect yourself from skin cancer is to try to stay out of the sun during the worst ultraviolet times of the sun, which is between 10 and 2. Those are the times when the sun has the most direct impact on us because it's the closest and doesn't have as much atmosphere to go through for those ultraviolet rays. So trying to avoid sun exposure during that time period. If you are going to have sun exposure, then trying to wear long sleeve clothes if you can. Obviously, sometimes it gets hot, so it's difficult to do. We recommend having patients wear a wide brim hat, a hat that's going to both cover the ears and the back of their neck as well as their face, to avoid getting sun in those areas. And then we also recommend sunscreen use of SPF of 30 or higher. There are a lot of different sunscreen products on the market. You would want to have both UVB and UVA radiation blockages. UVB is what the sun gives out mostly, although it does give out some UVA. But you would want to have a sunscreen that could potentially block both of those and then have an SPF of 30 or higher.
If a listener spots these type of moles with this ABCDE moniker that you've described, How does it get diagnosed? What do you do exactly? And if you determine it's a skin cancer, what treatment options are available?
So if they have an abnormality that they're concerned about, we recommend that they see their doctor. The test that would be done to diagnose it as a skin cancer would be a skin biopsy. Those are either done with a knife or with a little instrument that takes out a piece of the skin and then are looked at by a pathologist who would determine what type of skin cancer it is. Treatment of skin cancer is entirely based on exactly what type of skin cancer it is. In general, it's mostly surgical treatment, which would be a complete removal of the lesion with a rim of normal tissue around it. Melanoma is a little bit different, and the treatment is a little bit more aggressive. With melanoma treatment, we do wider excisions, taking a wider rim of normal tissue around the abnormal lesion to make sure that it does not come back again in that local area. We also often recommend doing a lymph node biopsy to determine if the melanoma has spread to the lymph nodes as the first course of treatment.
Do patients ask you about scarring and, you know, sort of the cosmetic aspect of skin cancer?
They often do, and that can be a very difficult situation when some patients start to have a lot of abnormal skin lesions that need a lot of biopsies. They end up with a lot of scarring. So we try to do techniques to try to minimize the scarring as much as possible, try to do things where we try not to do skin grafts, which can leave a lot of scarring behind, and try to be very concerned about the cosmetic outcome of these, because oftentimes patients are cured with just our surgical procedure and then have to live the rest of their lives with the scar that we leave behind. So I am very cognizant of that and try to minimize the scarring as much as possible.
When we're checking ourselves for moles, are all moles dangerous? Will they ultimately turn into something like skin cancer?
No, not all moles are dangerous. Many moles are just normal moles that people have, and they will never turn into anything, and they'll be there their whole life. The moles that we need to be concerned about are the ones that have the ABCDE moniker and are moles that change over time. Those are the moles that we need to be the most careful about. So it is important to do skin self-examinations and know your skin well so that you can understand what your moles look like and then whether those moles are changing.
And Dr. Baker, if you would, in just the last few minutes, tell us about the Maine Medical Center Skin Cancer Program.
So here at Maine Medical Center, we have a skin cancer tumor group. It's a group of physicians that work together to come up with best care practices for skin cancer. We have medical oncologists, surgical oncologists, radiation oncologists, dermatopathologists, dermatologists, and plastic surgeons all working together with this group. We have also started a tumor board where we review new cases of melanoma and other types of skin cancer and complicated skin malignancies on a monthly basis, where we get together as a group and look at these complicated cases and come up with a treatment plan for the patient that's going to offer them the best options.
That's great, and it's really great information. And for more information on this skin cancer program at Maine Medical, you can go to mmc.org/skin cancer. That's mmc.org/skin cancer. Please give your best advice, Dr. Baker, for listeners out there in preventing skin cancer.
The best advice in preventing skin cancer is to use the sunscreen, SPF of 30 or higher, reapply often, make sure you apply after you get out of the swimming pool or the after you're done swimming. Check yourself on a regular basis looking for any new or abnormal moles.
Thank you so much. You're listening to MMC Radio. For more information, you can go to mainmedicalcenter.org. That's mainmedicalcenter.org, mmc.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.